You're welcome back. Donald Trump has said he expects the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to travel to Washington on Friday to sign a deal on mineral resources. Reports say the United States has dropped its demand to get $500 billion in potential revenue from Ukrainian resources, but what it will get is unclear. Also unclear is whether Washington has given any firm security guarantees to Kyiv. Ukraine has a significant percentage of the world's critical raw materials like lithium and titanium and graphite, which is used to make batteries for electric vehicles. Alexander Rodninsky is a professor of economics and a former advisor to the Ukrainian president. He's been telling me what's known about this deal.
Not very much, because we only know a handful of aspects with regard to that deal. We know that the Americans want a 50% share in the profits, hundreds of millions that were essentially mentioned, $500 billion that they want basically to recoup from Ukraine over the years. All of this is very general. It's hard to say what this will entail exactly, except that they're really interested in exploring and developing rare earth mines in Ukraine, which hasn't been done before really on a large scale, if at all, especially for lithium and titanium, which they are interested in. So we'll see what this will pan out to be. But it looks very strange, to be honest. It's reminiscent of an old doctrine in economics called mercantilism back in the 17th century, when it used to be about gold and silver and sort of its development and maximization as well as protectionism. Why that's sort of the doctrine that seems to be dominant in the United States in the 21st century is hard for me to understand, but it is what it is.
And as you understand it then, what will Ukraine get in return?
Well, if everything proceeds as we expect, then ultimately Ukraine will be getting something. It will be getting investment from the US. It will be getting knowledge spillovers from the US. It will be getting technologies from the US. All of these things are positive for general development and economic growth. But before we can get there, I think there's more important issues to sort out, which is primarily our security guarantees.
Mm-hmm. Are you surprised to see this going ahead, given that just a week ago, Mr. Trump was calling Mr. Zelensky a dictator and blaming him for starting the war?
Well, no, I'm not surprised, because he was already before that mentioning the interest that they have in exploring raw material and rare earth metal sites and mining sites in Ukraine. So there's no sort of surprise here. But the rhetoric, of course, that you allude to is unconventional, to say the least, and a bit provocative. But this is how the US President Trump operates, I think. So we have to look at the actions, I think, primarily rather than the words.
There were some interesting comments from Carl Bildt, the co-chair of the European Council on Foreign Relations, this morning. And he said that in his assessment, this was a sideshow of limited relevance, and that it will be a long time before the United States sees any money from this deal. Does he have a point?
Oh, absolutely. So as I said, you would have to invest billions into developing these sites, into actually mining these raw materials, into finding the rare earths that the US, or Donald Trump in particular, is interested in. So yes, this is years of work, years of preparation, which, by the way, besides the money, requires security. I mean, who would do that in an environment, especially near the front line, which is where most of these resources will be concentrated in Ukraine? Who would do this without the certainty that nothing will happen? So I think, yes, there is a point to these arguments.
And that was Alexander Rodninsky, who's a former advisor to the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.